It is Greg Bedard. Hello again, Greg.
Hey, guys.
Are you at all surprised anymore when this happens, when Tom Brady completes yet another fourth quarter comeback? However unlikely it might seem, Greg, two-minute warning, they're backed up after a holding call. And then what do? They go down the field and score a touchdown.
I mean, the thing is, I'm not surprised, but, you know, I was just thinking about it being in the Texans locker room. I'm like, you know, this is a 40-year-old quarterback that got the snot beaten out of him all day, including on that last drive, and still did it. That should not happen. I mean, I think Brady should sell a lot of books this week, you know, after after that performance, because that's not human. I mean, he was crumpled so many times, and after we're done, I'm going to go back through the TV copy and calculate exactly how many times he was hit, because, I mean, I think this would probably be up there with that AFC Championship game in Denver where he got hit like something like 20 times. I mean, you have to think it's near there, yet he still ended up pulling it off. It's just, it's amazing. It is.
Greg, did you have any chance to hear what Bill O'Brien said, and if he mentioned anything about the clock management at the end of the game?
Yeah, I was there when he talked, and Bill said that he messed up. He took responsibility. Of course, he also said, if anything goes wrong, it's my responsibility. And then he was asked, if anything goes right, you get any credit? And he said no. But he was wrong there, because I was watching him on that last drive, and as soon as they completed that that ball to near midfield, I looked at him thinking that he was going to call the final timeout, yet he was making the motion for to clock the ball, which I just didn't understand. You got to save as much time as possible. I mean, it ended up basically like, you know, they used their timeout, you know, between that play, but I mean, really, did they need to take it there? I mean, it's just, they almost ended the game with that timeout in their pocket, which is just inexcusable. He should have taken the timeout, then you can get like 2 10-yard outs, or at least that's the goal, and then kick a field goal, or, you know, to try to tie the game. And he screwed up there. I asked him about the challenge earlier in the game, if he regretted it as soon as he threw the flag. He said he didn't. I thought it was a dumb decision. I thought it cost them. Again, they could have used that extra timeout. And, you know, I was also, you know, just looking back at the play-by-play, I think one of the big parts of the game was, you know, they had the ball with about 10.5 minutes left, and they go, run, run, Watson, run, and then they pass, and they got a first down, and they're at 7:46. You know, yep. If you burn a little clock there, you can get it down to 5 minutes. All of a sudden, they throw three straight passes, and the Patriots have the ball back with 7:19 left.
That's what we opened with, Greg, because I felt like at that point, maybe they didn't lose the game, but they conceded control of the game at that point, because they were in the driver's seat, and the Patriots didn't even make them pay for it, because they went 3-and-out, and the Texans came back and kicked another field goal. But it just felt like at that point, you know, they'd started to lose it mentally a little bit here in the fourth quarter and started making some mental mistakes and some coaching mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where Bill was coming from, because he knows, and we've seen it with teams that have come in here. You know, the teams that play not to lose, and there are a lot of coaches that just would have run it there, kicked it, played the clock, and Brady would have found a way to beat them anyways. I mean, at least he knew in that situation, he's like, you know, a 2-point lead is not going to beat Tom Brady. We're going to have to score more points. And that's what he was trying to do. I just think at that point in time, with the heat and everything taking its toll, and I thought that the Texans were doing some things in the running game. I thought, you know, I thought they were a little bit better conditioned than the Patriots. I thought the Patriots were really wearing down up front. I thought they let them off the hook, where if they just pummel them there and run it a few times, at least the first two downs, I think you take a little bit more out of that defense, and the biggest thing is you run more clock, and so, you know, you shorten the game a little bit.
Well, Greg, we've seen very good coaches, you know, Pete Carroll and Dan Quinn come to mind, that seem to freak out at times up against Belichick and Brady. I wouldn't have expected something like that from Bill O'Brien. It seemed like at the end of the game there were some situations where they were letting the fear of what Tom Brady's done or is very, very capable of doing, let him freak out about it a little bit. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I would say, you know, with the penalties that the Texans also had during that game,
true.
How many did they have? 10 for 60, and, you know, and some of the problems that they had on special teams, which just continue under Larry Izzo. I mean, it wasn't a banner day for the Texans coaches, but I do see you know, their point of view. I mean, at least if they're slow down, you know, shooting and firing, because they know they've seen it enough times. If they know if they just play close to the vest and just try to play clock, Brady's going to beat you anyway. So you might as well try to win the game instead of not lose it.
Good point.
We're talking with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, what did you make of Deshaun Watson's day? I thought that he played well. I thought that he showed a lot of poise. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty spectacular. I think that, you know, some of it had to do with the Patriots. I thought that they, you know, I know I certainly wrote it coming in. My first two keys to the game defensively were do not let Deshaun Watson get out of the pocket. And I thought, you know, throughout the games, I thought, they, you know, it's a fine line between, like, you know, you want to make a sack. You have to realize what kind of an athlete this kid is and you know, how many times they whiffed. I mean, I think they would have been much better off walling up four across, you know, making him beat you from the pocket. Because once he starts not only running from the pocket, but just, you know, getting out and making plays, all of a sudden you cover test it. They have to cover for like 10 seconds, and they're not going to do that, and plays break down. And I think that's what a lot of what you saw today. And I thought there was just a lot of undisciplined play out of the Patriots front, and that was disappointing. Not unexpected, because they do have a bunch of young players up there, but, you know, I think they could have been a lot better defensively, and I'm sure that will be a topic of conversation this week.
Again, with Watson, I agree. I think he played very well. I was surprised how poised he was once he got out of the pocket. A lot of young quarterbacks tend to panic a little bit when they scramble, but he was scrambling laterally. He wasn't just giving ground. He was doing a lot of different things. I was surprised at how, even though we, you know, he threw a couple balls up that could have been a disaster, but for the most part, he was sharp even on the scramble plays.
I think what we'll see when we break this down, Steve, is that, you know, he was better outside of the pocket than he was inside of the pocket, and that kind of speaks to what I was talking about. Like, you know, I think he's one of those players, and we saw it when he was at Clemson, that, you know, it may look chaotic to everybody else, but those guys who are great athletes who have been doing this for a long time, you know, playing sort of playground ball, like, that's actually when they're at their best and more comfortable, where they don't have to just sit and think about things. Where I think if the Patriots made Watson sit and try to matriculate the ball down the field by, you know, reading coverages and figuring out who the open guy is, where the pressure's coming from, I think he would have had a much tougher day. But they just could not, for whatever reason, they could not get him into that situation.
Greg, we all spent a good deal of time talking about Malcolm Butler this week and the corner situation for the Patriots. How would you grade the play of not only Butler, but Stephon Gilmore today as well?
I don't mean to sound like Bill, but I have to watch the film. But I thought, you know, just on first glance, I thought he did pretty well. Gilmore, you know, it was nice to see him have a couple good tackles back-to-back. I did, you know, once he went to the locker room with dehydration, I didn't think he was much of a factor. It was good to see Butler with the same fight, especially when he got matched up with Hopkins. But, you know, I mean, we're going to have to see what goes on going forward, because, you know, we all know that it was likely that Butler got the start and got so much playing time because Rowe was out with the groin injury. We'll just have to see if whether a game like this sort of got him back in his groove and got him back in the good graces of the coaches.
He is Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, appreciate the time as always.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Greg.